Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the privilege to learn, to grow, to be equipped. Thank you for revelation knowledge that is growing big in our hearts. The eyes of each one's understanding in this class is enlightened tonight. Thank you that your word comes with instructions and comes with clarity. Give you praise that at the end of this class will be the better for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's a blessing and an honor to be with all of you in class again today. The last time I was in class, we looked at So You Want Signs and Wonders. We had some storytelling times that day. And it was an interesting time. We began to say, first and foremost, the gospel is no sign or wonder, it's a message. Secondly, miracles, signs, and wonders isn't exclusive to Christianity. Thirdly, Jesus didn't send us to work miracles, though they do occur as we preach, but it's not our message. So we began to look at the basics of having anyone follow you and believe for miracles, which is what breeds a sign-seeking generation. Well, today we're going to look at things pastoring has taught me. Still part of the stories. Things pastoring has taught me. Things pastoring has taught me. Number one, pastoring has taught me Number one, pastoring has taught me to repeat things very often. Repeat things very often. Don't get tired of repeating it. Just keep saying it. Most people, if not all, usually don't get it till after some years. The life wire of spiritual growth is repetition. The life wire of spiritual growth is repetition. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, Brother Paul says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Displaying knowledge isn't pastoring. Displaying knowledge isn't pastoring. Communicating Christ in the scriptures is pastoring. Communicating Christ in the scriptures is pastoring. And in much patience, clarity, and simplicity. Communicating Christ in the scriptures is pastoring. In much patience, clarity, and simplicity. Competing with one another or with another church is proof you don't have the flock's interest at heart. Competing with another church is proof you don't have the flock's interest at heart. Staying true to your calling shows you are for real. Staying true to your calling shows you are for real. Number two, things pastoring taught me. Tending the flock of God is delegated duty. Tending the flock of God is delegated duty. The chief shepherd is Jesus, and you are the under shepherd. Ensure you say this often to yourself and make sure the congregation realizes this, that Jesus is the chief shepherd. You are the under shepherd. So that you don't get busy with what's on your work, but the work of the chief shepherd. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, 3, and 4, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, 3, and 4. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Patience is why people eventually will grow up and be stable and be solid. Patience is why people eventually will grow up and be stable and solid. So be patient. Be patient. Pastoring has no deadlines, except it's for other purposes than to give account to Jesus at the end. Pastoring has no deadlines, except it's for other purposes than to give account to Jesus at the end. If not, then be patient. Under no condition must you lose your patience. Pastoring is spelled as patience. And patiently so. Pastoring is spelled as patience. And patiently so. Number three, things pastoring has taught me. You learn the gospel to pastor. You learn the gospel to pastor. You learn as a pastor. And you keep learning while pastoring. You keep learning while pastoring. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 to 14. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So there is no limit to stop learning. Brother Paul's letters to Timothy shows you that you don't acquire all the knowledge in a sprint. Brother Paul's letters to Timothy shows you don't acquire all the knowledge in a sprint. Timothy was the man whom Paul accorded the recognition of knowing the message. Yet he still instructed to take heed and still learn and keep at it. Take heed, still learn, and keep at it. So let me quickly write you a letter from my pronouncements. Dear Pastor, you will keep learning till the end. Full stop. Dear Pastor, you will keep learning till the end. Full stop. Because a good teacher is always the good student. A good teacher is always the good student. When you truly love the flock, you will not stop learning. I was teaching pastors today when I went to Mina in Niger State to teach in a minister's conference organized by a friend. A lot of pastors. And I told him, any pastor who pretends to love the people of God but is lazy to study the Bible and pray aggressively is a hypocrite. Any pastor who pretends to love the people of God and love Christ but is lazy to study the Bible and pray is a pretender. The proof for loving Christ and loving his people is that you give yourself to study so you can be a blessing to God's people. So when you truly love the flock, you will not stop learning. Number four, things pastoring taught me. Have and develop a large heart. Love and develop a large heart. You must have enough shock absorbers for disloyalty and its likes. You must have enough shock absorbers for disloyalty and its likes. Have and develop a large heart. Have enough shock absorbers for disloyalty and its likes. Love is your seatbelt and your airbag on the highway of human relationships. Love is your seatbelt and airbag on the highway of human relationships. Don't ever be caught relying on men's commitments. Don't ever be caught relying on it. Like somebody who joined Power City some years ago and got so excited after a few months of all that I was teaching and said to me, even if you drop this vision of Power City, I'll be the last man standing. I'll carry the vision and continue. And he was out of church after 2 weeks. I've not seen him ever since he left till today. Don't ever be caught relying on men's commitments. And never despise them either. Write it and read this sentence again and again because it's not what it appears to be. I repeat that sentence one more time. Don't ever be caught relying on men's commitments and never despise them too. Because you will have Barnabas. You will have Silas. And you will have Thomas. You didn't hear that. You will have Barnabas. You will have Silas. You will have Timothy. And never forget, you will also have John Mark. You will have Barnabas, you will have Silas, you will have Timothy, and never forget, you will also have John Mark. Jesus had Judas, Peter, and Thomas, and the rest. Judas, Peter, and Thomas, and the rest. So no heart attacks. No heart attacks thinking you said or did something wrong. Because it is not about you, it's about the fact that you just didn't know that there was Silas, Barnabas, Timothy, John Mark in your camp. They're always there. Except with the likes of Judas, folks should still come around you. That's what we mean, a large heart. Except with the likes of Judas, they are the only people that are not permitted to come back the second time. There's a pastor's large heart. And there's a pastor, a large heart. Then more and more, people will be bred and nurtured. More and more people be bred and nurtured. Number five, things pastoring has taught me. Don't use your privilege or office to fester your ambitions. Don't use your privilege or office to fester your ambitions. Whether financial, or career, or political. Don't abuse your office. Whether financial, or career, or political, don't abuse your office. Beware of ambitions to become. Beware of ambitions to become. Seek to serve. Don't seek to rise. Seek to serve. Don't seek to rise. like those people that did 1 week school of ministry, and I was the subject of the entire school of ministry. For 1 full week. And they were talking about speed in ministry. And I reminded them that the race is not to the swift. And I reminded them that the scripture tells us to run the race with patience, not with speed. And I said it categorically that the Bible never teaches us to succeed in ministry. There's no such thing in the Bible. But the Bible teaches us to be faithful, because the reward will be a reward for faithfulness. So don't seek to rise. Seek to serve. Sometimes if you're not careful, when you come to a ministry like our ministry and you begin to learn Christ, if you're not careful, after a while, an additional thing begins to come into play, and that is power. You begin to want power. You must be very careful to remember that we are not politicians. We are not serving so we can have power. We are serving so we can remain servants. Because once you lose focus on the purpose of service, you will become power drunk. Become power drunk. All you want at that time is just power, power, power. More power, much more power. Seek to serve. Don't seek to rise. Never use the flock of God as collateral for building networks. Never use the flock of God as collateral for building networks amongst fellow ministers. And what I mean is using the platform to secure other platforms via invitations. Using the platform to secure other platforms via invitations. The spiritual growth and interest of the flock must come first, first and foremost. The spiritual growth and interest of the flock must come first. You must learn to pray and stay prayerful. Learn to pray and stay prayerful. The absence of prayer will lead to, you know, you being manipulative. Or you may end up doing guesswork or pure human psychology when prayer is absent. You find yourself leading via manipulation. You'll be involved in guesswork and sometimes pure human psychology. Learn to never become a brawler, but a prayer. Learn to never become a brawler, but a prayer. And never forget, it's his flock, not yours. Christ owns the flock, not man. Don't forget, it's his flock, not yours. Glory to God. It's his flock, not yours. Assignment for the day. Highlight practical things you learned in each of these things I shared. Highlight practical things you learned in each of these things. Highlight practical things you learned in each of these things. Glory to God forevermore. Father, I pray for this class. I pray for every man and woman of God, that the things I have shared tonight, practical things I've shared that ministry has taught me over these many years, That, Lord, these great men and women of God will catch these lessons and always remember them as they serve your pupils and serve your church and serve your flock. I pray that everyone here will abound and be faithful, because it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful to the message, faithful to the assignment, and faithful to the flock. Faithful to the message, faithful to the assignment, and faithful to the flock. I decree that each one of you is kept and preserved. You are delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. You serve God's purpose, and you fulfill the mandate of God over your life. It is well with you. Great grace is upon you. I decree that you continue to enjoy the goodness of God in the land of the living. Thank you, Father, that ministry prospers in our hands, and together we fill the earth with the fragrance of God's grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, Pastor Sean, that's it from me tonight.